You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio, your voice for all things motorsports. You can check out all the great coverage of all things motorsports at motorsport.com. The editor-in-chief, Stephen Cole Smith, right here. Our show brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make Craftsman tools. So, Steve, what is going on in the world of motorsports this weekend here on this fine weekend?
Well, we got to talk about Talladega last weekend for NASCAR, and then the guys are at Kansas tonight. But I think probably the most interesting thing going on this weekend is Indy. You know, it's always been a big month at Indianapolis, ending with the Indy 500. You know, you've got Carburetor Day and Bump Day and qualifying. Well, the IndyCar guys are actually going to Indy this weekend for a road course race. Basically, you remember the road course is still used for sports cars, and it was used for the Formula One races there for a while. They've redone it, and now the Indy guys are going there for a road course race, and, of course, they're coming back in the end of the month for the Indy 500, the oval track race. So, you know, is that too much IndyCar in one city for the crowd that's available? I think it's an interesting experiment. I'll be interested to see how the crowd is.
You know what? I noticed they're actually putting T-shirts on the seat backs that are empty.
Well, Smith at Speedway Motorsports that figured out if he painted the seats all different colors.
Right.
And this is like at Las Vegas. I mean, if you're driving up to Las Vegas on a day where nothing's going on, you're going, why are all those people in the seats? But, right. You know, it's just this illusion that the seats are all different colors and there's people sitting there, because before you had aluminum, and the joke used to be that all the fans came dressed as aluminum. Because, but now they've got these seats with different colors, and it's a little bit harder to tell how many seats are empty and how many are not. But there aren't a whole lot of sellouts anymore in the motorsports world, especially with so much stuff on television and so many other things vying for the money, like young people seem to have just as much fun racing online as they do actually getting out and going to a track. So it's kind of a tough time for motorsports right now. It just really hasn't bounced back with the economy the way everybody else has. You know, unless you're sponsored by the National Guard, you're doing pretty good there.
Well, I don't know how long that's going to last. By the way, that's the one thing I want to talk to Kenny Wallace about at the bottom of the hour here coming up, is all the confusion on television. Of course, you know, Speed Channel and Speed Network and all that's all gone. It's morphed into Fox Sports and Sports 1, 2, 6, 9, 12.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got a couple of TV shows on there, and it's like, man, it's confusion. But you're right. I mean, even though they're having, you know, an oval track race for the Indy 500 and a road course race for this weekend, you got to be a hardcore racer to you know, go to that same track twice like that in a row without saying, you know what, I think I'm going to watch it on TV and save about $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, it's tough on TV now. I mean, Fox Sports 1 is basically your lacrosse channel. That's what it was last week. You know,
right.
you're watching a race and you're waiting for the Argentina men's lacrosse championship to be over before your race comes on, and they had more lacrosse after it, and I'm not even exactly sure what lacrosse is, so I'm not the target audience. And then you've got Fox Sports 2, you've got NBC Sports, you've got MAV TV, which is Lucas Oil guys that are showing some pretty interesting stuff. It's really fragmented now between cable and the networks, and I'm not sure it's really benefiting any of the motorsports that makes it harder to find. NASCAR you can generally find, but everything else, you got to stop and think where that broadcast is going to be, if it's going to be anywhere at all.
I know it. Well, you know, and I think you mentioned MAV TV, and, you know, it's like I watch them with their programming. And for a while, it was like, they had some weird stuff and some good stuff. And, of course, now they've got Dave Despain in there doing his show, kind of a one-on-one talk show, which I think will be cool. And I think as they continue to get better programming, they're going to just continue to gobble up what used to be Speed Channel. And then my guess is, and they'd be smart, and I don't know, it's just crystal balling it for a minute here, is they should change the name of that, because everybody goes, what the hell is MAV TV?
Right.
You know, and that they bought it. It had that name when they bought it, so it's not like they named it that on purpose. But, man, talk about being at the right place at the right time. MAV TV, that's for sure.
I hear you.
Hang tight. We're going to take a little break here. Again, our show is brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals, the information resource for the DIY enthusiast, and they're also the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports. We'll be right back. He could picture the scene, put his head to the wall. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction. Visit BarrettJackson.com.